gave your tear. A brief farewell. The beef
with many heads
bats me away. My mother, where is your ancient courage? You used to say extremities was the trier of spirits, that common chances common men could bear. But when the sea was calm, all boats alike showed mastership in floating. You were used to load me with precepts that would make invincible the heart that conned them. Nay, woman.
Now the red pestilence would strike all trades in Rome and occupations perish.
What? I shall be loved when I am lacked. Nay, good my lord. Resume that spirit when you were wont to say, if you had been the wife of Hercules, six of his labors you'd have done and saved your husband so much sweat. Are thy tears are salter than a younger man's and venomous to thine eyes? My sometime general, I've seen thee stern and thou hast oft beheld heart-hardening spectacles. Tell these sad women, 'tis fond to wail inevitable strokes as 'tis to laugh at them. My mother, you wot well my hazards still have been your solace and believed not likely, though I go alone back to a lonely dragon that his fen makes feared and talks of more than seen. Your son will or exceed the common or be caught with quarterless baits and practice.
My first son, will thou go? No! Great good commitment with thee alive. Determine on some cause more than a wild expulsor to each chance that starts the way before thee.
Good God! I'll follow thee a month. Devise with thee without the rest that thou shalt hear of us and we of thee. So, if the time thrust forth a cause for thy appeal, we shall not send over the vast world to seek a single man and lose advantage, which doth ever cool in the absence of the needle.
Oh, very well. Thy years upon thee, thou too full of the war's surfeits to go rogue with one that's yet unbruised. Bring me but out at gate.
Well,
my sweet wife, my dearest mother, and my friends of nobler touch, when I am forth, bid me farewell and smile. I pray you come. While I remain above the ground, you shall hear from me still, and never of me aught but what is like me formerly. Pray come.